Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the iconic Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Iconic. It's like the word of the day with you.
It is. I'm going to come up with a new word for every show.
That's right.
Because there are many words to describe you.
Oh,
some we can't say, but most of them good, yes. Hey, we've got a packed house today. We've got a great show lined up for you. Four really interesting businesses that we're going to hear from. And joining us today from Cornerstone Personal Development, we have April Rooks. From Estate Planning Law Group of Georgia, Jim Miskell. From the Barrow Group, it's Stan Shkilny. Thank you. I'm just going to call him Stan from this point forward. And from Sports Image, Art and Denise Pickus, as in pick us up.
There you go.
So we'll pick up right now with April Rooks with Cornerstone Personal Development. Good morning, April.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. Great to see you. Your company's called Cornerstone Personal Development. What does your company do? Tell us all about it.
We are a team of professionals that provide training for companies and organizations in the North Georgia area. And we do that through innovative approach with seminars, on-site training, as well as other creative events.
Now, you're the owner, the president, the founder,
yes, sir,
among many titles.
Yes.
Tell us about your background and why you started this company.
Well, my background, I'm a musician. I am also a marketing professional. And so, you know, being in the workforce and kind of experiencing a lot of different things on different levels, from the side of management to being younger and being in employment, and hearing the feedback from different individuals about the needs in the workplace, the lack of work ethic that people are seeing so much in the workplace. And then on the other side, people wanting strong leadership and needing people that are equipped to, you know, make them the work, you know, the kind of people that they want to be as they're, you know, in their careers. And we just want to be the people that can help bridge that gap between the staff and the management to have a strong leadership, equipped and ready to build an effective and efficient team.
April, if I'm a business owner in Gwinnett, and I happen to be a business owner in Gwinnett, walk me through where you would start with me if I called you and said, hey, I saw Cornerstone Personal Development, I've heard a little bit about your company. Where do you start, and what's the process that you would walk a business owner and his employees through?
Good question. Yeah. What we do is we meet with you first, and we want to talk, and we go through, you know, a list of pretty extensive questions that we want to find out kind of where you guys are, what you're wanting. And then we do a survey with the team because we want to do an analysis. We want to find out and hear from your employees and from your management team, you know, what is the real picture? What's really going on? Because we can't really get to the bones of what's happening until we know that. So we start with the process of the assessment, and then from there we build a customized plan based on each team's needs.
And what are some of the key areas you guys are trying to hit? I mean, you said work ethic. That kind of was a flag that jumped up with me. What are some of the other key areas that you guys are going to say, based on the survey, here are the things we're looking for that we need to improve?
Two of our primary areas that we focus on are, number one, boundaries. We find that that seems to be a lot of the fundamental root issues in a lot of individuals, because a lot of people don't personally understand boundaries, and so it doesn't carry on into the work environment. So once people can understand what boundaries are and how that will help them to function in their relationships in a more healthier way, then that can really be an asset to them in the work environment and dealing with coworkers. The other area is how to create and develop healthy cultural habits in the workplace. We find that there's such poor morale. People feel underappreciated and undervalued in the workplace. And we really work with companies to help them to understand the six principles of a love culture, that we all need to feel loved and valued and genuinely appreciated in our work life.
We're talking with April Rooks with Cornerstone Personal Development. You mentioned the culture. You mentioned the love culture. Without giving away all the secrets, you mentioned some of the principles of that. Can you give us a couple examples?
Sure. One important part of the love culture is just being kind. So many times we're stressed out, or we're dealing with stuff, or we're bringing things in from, you know, maybe our home environment, whatever's going on, you know, with our kids, and we're just not being kind to one another. And that's something that we forget so often, is just to, you know, sometimes bring that cup of coffee to a individual at work, or write that thank you note that says, you know, I really appreciated your help with this project. That just meant the world to me. The second part of that is patience. You know, having patience with other people, and how do you develop that and work on those skills to remain patient in a really difficult or pressing situation?
It's funny because those are principles for life and relationships in general, but sometimes we forget that at work.
And she mentioned, you know, boundaries, and that doesn't always carry into work, or they don't have it in their personal lives. It's hard to find it in work. Let me ask you this. I think if someone sees Cornerstone Personal Development, they see those words personal development, and they think, oh, they're going to lecture me. Oh, I'm going to have to sit through seminars. But you mentioned creative, and mm-hmm. your background is as a musician. What are some of the creative things you guys bring to the table in executing the plan for the owner and their employees?
We truly want it to be an engaging experience. It's not just about, you know, going into a lecture and hearing someone talk at you for 6 hours. When we have an event, we make sure that we're engaging the people, that we're hearing from them, but also we incorporate things like music and art and film and video, because we want to really open that environment up to be creative to people. We know that people's brains function better when they feel more at ease and when they're in a more creative and open environment.
April, is there a kind of a vertical market that you specialize in, or is it kind of run the gamut as far as the companies and businesses that you work with?
We're primarily working with small to medium-sized businesses. And we're also open to individuals, because we have events in the community and seminars that are open to anyone who wants to just grow as a person and, you know, build their life skills.
What do you enjoy most about this? I figure you must be a people person.
Yes.
What do you enjoy most about what you're doing with these companies?
I love being able to pay it forward. There's so many things I've experienced in my life and that have helped me grow as an individual and build me as a person and get me to where I am today. And I just want to be able to share that with other people and help them to be the absolute best man or woman that they can be in their life.
I do need to ask, April, our listeners love stories. Is there a story you can share of maybe a company or a business, maybe like Stephen was talking about, and you know that you came, you had the consultation, you helped them, and maybe, you know, the end game was incredible. Is there a story you can share about, not without naming names, unless you want to name names, a story you can share with our listeners?
Well, I had an individual that I had worked with, and we really went over the boundaries portion of things, and this kind of translated into a personal, you know, personal experience for them, and particularly with the family member, and more than it did in the workplace. But I like to share this one, because I got the call and she says, oh my goodness, you know, I finally decided that I said, I just can't do this. And I was drawing the line in the sand, and she said, I feel so free. And I loved it. It was like, oh my gosh, that was the moment, that freedom that you feel, that you can say yes and no in your life, and that you allow or disallow things that come in and out of your life through boundaries. And that was a really key moment for me.
April, take a minute and tell us a little bit about how you're building your business. I'm assuming there are referrals. How are you finding your new clients? And also, you mentioned you do some stuff for individuals in the community. If you can tell us what some of those events look like and how you find those, or what you're looking to do more on an individual basis, just kind of give us the idea of where you're finding new business.
Sure. I am a member of the Chamber of Commerce in Hall County, and I'm kind of growing in that way. I do a lot of networking. I'm really a relationship person.
We couldn't tell at all. Yeah, we didn't catch on that at all.
Yeah, I love building relationships. So being out in the community and going to different networking or different meetings, or going to different seminars where I'm growing myself and meeting and talking with individuals and with businesses through those, you know, different channels. And we have an event that's coming up on October the 23rd in Gainesville at Avocados downtown Gainesville. And it's Wisdom Chats and Wine, and we are discussing developing healthy cultural habits in the workplace. And we have a very special guest. Derek Case is the owner of Dress Up Boutique in Gainesville, as well as multiple locations that they have now. And he's going to be joining us to have that discussion with us about how he really set the intention with his company and how he has, you know, developed such a wonderful culture.
April, I have to tell you, and Mike, I don't know if you'd agree with this, quick piece of advice, 2 cents worth, unsolicited. Wisdom Chats and Wine, you need to trademark that. That is really nice. Notice it's not wine and wisdom chats. It's wisdom chats and wine. I think the order makes a difference there. But yes. That sounds like a great event.
Thank you.
When's the date of that event again?
October 23rd at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And you can get tickets online at cornerstonepersonaldevelopment.net.
Okay. And that was going to be my last question for you. For those that want to find out more about your company and your business, they've been intrigued by what they've heard from you today, April. Give us the website, any phone numbers, any other contact information you'd like to share.
That's www.cornerstonepersonaldevelopment.net. And you can reach us at 678-851-4992.
Great. April, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Mike.
April Rooks with Cornerstone Personal Development here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Our next guest joins us from Estate Planning Law Group of Georgia, Mr. Jim Miskell. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us all about your firm, Jim.
Well, we do estate planning, Medicaid qualification, VA qualification, meet with folks not only on estate planning issues, but also elder law, which concerns end-of-life issues. How are we going to take care of ourselves? Not just what we're leaving for the kids, but how are we going to manage our own affairs as things wind down?
And with the population aging as it is right now, I mean, I'm sure you're not lacking for any business.
Well, there's no shortage of people out there in that situation, that's for sure.
Tell us about your background and how you started your firm.
I've been practicing for 21 years. I spent about 12 years as a prosecutor. Came over here to work for Danny Porter in the DA's office in Gwinnett in 97, and I've been in Gwinnett ever since. Left the DA's office in 2005, opened my own shop, basically a general practice at that point. One of the things I did early on was some simple wills for folks, and it really piqued my interest. Because there are a couple reasons. One, I got to meet with people who actually cared about their family and were trying to do something about a problem before it occurred. And it was for me, selfishly, it's a more pleasant client.
You're a relationship person too, just like April.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's good work. I had a lot to learn, and I've spent all the time since focusing my practice. We've been blessed that every year that's become a larger portion of our practice, and now we're the Estate Planning Law Group of Georgia instead of James M. Miskell, PC, General Practitioner. So we're very, very pleased to be there.
Jim, when it comes to estate planning, especially here in Georgia, what are some of the biggest needs that you see that maybe the public doesn't see, or maybe the public thinks, I don't really need that? I mean, what are some of the biggest needs you see?
I think the biggest need is to do it. More than 50%. You look at, there are a number of polls out there, but no matter the poll you look at, more than 50% of people don't have wills, and they haven't made any planning. It's important for folks from very early on in their 20s, even maybe even going off to college, to think about some of the issues that we cover with our planning.
And I think a lot of people who don't have wills, of that 50, more than 50%, there's a pretty large percentage that say, well, I don't need it, or I don't think it's that important. I've got an easy estate. I have no estate. I have no real assets. Talk through some of the things they might not be thinking of that are going to be issues both while they're still alive and when they die.
Well, the issue for folks really is, do you want the decisions that are going to be made, because the decisions are going to be made, do you want them to be your decision or the state of Georgia? Because the state of Georgia has a plan, and the probate judges, they're going to try and do as good a job as they can with your estate. Even if it's small, they're going to try and make the best decision they can. They don't know your family, though. They don't know what's important to you. So even in a simple estate, the results can be far different than you might imagine. Most of the folks I meet with who are married couples with kids, the majority of them say, well, I want the surviving spouse to have the benefit of everything we've got to enjoy and support him or herself till the end of their lives, and then the kids can get everything. If you die without a will in Georgia, that's not Georgia's plan. Georgia's plan is that the spouse and the kids share equally. Spouse never takes less than a third, but the kids are going to get up to half, up to two-thirds of the estate, and that may be money that the spouse needs going forward. So even with a simple estate, it's important to have those plans in place, not to mention health care directives, living wills and health care powers of attorney, where you can appoint somebody you trust to make those decisions on treatment when you can't, if you can't speak for yourself. If you don't do that, somebody's going to. Those decisions are going to get made. If you need a conservator, you have an appointed, or a guardian, and you have an appointed one ahead of time, the probate court's going to appoint whoever makes the application. So it's going to be your quickest family member, maybe not your most compassionate. Whoever gets down to probate court first, that's who the probate court's probably going to go with. So it's the difference between having those decisions made by somebody else or you, even in a simple situation.
And you mentioned a simple situation. Stephen mentioned someone that doesn't have a lot of assets. They don't have a large estate. Those same people may say, well, I can't afford to have an estate plan. Is it possible for those people to have an estate plan?
To lift from other advertisers in years past, you can pay me now or you can pay me later. Maybe you can't afford not to have an estate plan in the sense that the very simple plans, if you do in fact have a simple estate, are not terribly expensive. But the possible costs you may incur in court proceedings that you didn't anticipate, if you don't take care of the details, can far exceed what you might spend while you're alive.
Jim Miskell is our guest. He's with Estate Planning Law Group of Georgia, an attorney and, of course, owner of the firm. Going to let you in on a secret that we tell a lot of our guests.
All right.
You're not the only firm that does estate planning, Jim.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Stephen, you might resuscitate them.
Yeah, absolutely.
What sets your company, your firm, apart from all the others that do estate planning as well?
Well, I can't speak for all the others, but our approach is educational. We get phone calls all the time from folks who say, I need this or I need that. I need a living trust or I need a will. Well, you may. But let's talk about the reasons why you think you do, because you might not. We run educational workshops 3 to 4 times a month, usually on Thursday evenings, at both our office in Lawrenceville and also our location in Johns Creek. They about an hour and a half, and we walk through the 15 most common issues that confront people in estate planning. That gives the context to the folks that come to the workshop. In making some decisions. They may have come in thinking they need a trust. Once they learn a little bit about the way you can own property, what wills do, what trust does, they may decide, well, that's not us, not for us. But we really like to start from a place of educating the client, sitting down then and spending a long time talking about their family, their assets, what their aspirations are for their family, what they want to have happen as the future comes. And then talk about what sort of planning meets those goals.
This workshop you just described, is it free?
It is.
So I think sometimes the reason people don't necessarily call the attorney to start the process is they think, oh, as soon as I call, he's going to start the meter running. You know. And so I think some people would say, oh, if I could just call and get a little bit of information, that would help. Here's a whole hour and a half seminar with all kinds of information, and I assume you don't end it and go, now everybody get out of here and don't talk to me. I'm sure you kind of hang around and maybe have some questions. And
absolutely.
What a great first step.
Thanks. It's worked out very well for us, and I'll tell you a selfish reason to have it is that when folks call and they just need a little advice, we say, well, come to the seminar. We'll give you a whole lot of information. And that's usually a more productive way for them to start.
And usually most people who come to those seminars are maybe looking about doing some estate planning.
That's right.
So what a great bridge, what a great transition step to get people started down the path.
It makes that initial individual meeting with the client much more productive.
I'm assuming people can find out when those seminars are on your website.
That's right, and that's letstalkestateplanning.com. No punctuation, letstalkestateplanning.com. Our telephone number, 770-822-2723, 770-822-2723. If you call that number, you will get to talk to Linda Surjan, who is our client services coordinator, and you will enjoy that experience, and she will let you know when the next dates are if for some reason you can't get to the website.
Before we let you go, Jim, what would you say to that person who says, oh, I don't need an estate planner, I can do it myself, I'll just, you know, Google on the internet and do it myself? What would you say to them?
I got those legal zoomies out
exactly.
there. We can do all that stuff.
We don't need Jim Miskell.
That's right. Well, it's not what you know, it's what you don't know.
Yes.
And what we find in the workshop is that most people know probably 80% of estate law. If we took a poll here with the guests today, everybody has a pretty good idea, I imagine, what a will is, maybe what a power of attorney is, all those sorts of things. But what you may not understand is what the doctrine of years support does in Georgia. Well, that's a new one. Or how joint ownership of a property can short-circuit your estate plans. So It's getting everything set up so that it goes you the way you expect it does. There may be nothing wrong with those documents, and they may fit a very simple situation. It's what you don't know that can reach up and cause unintended consequences and what I like to term as leakage from the estate. And leakage happens whenever you have to pay somebody, a lawyer or somebody else in probate court. We're trying to make that the final administration of the estate as simple and quick and painless as possible.
And the other thing Jim said is you can pay now or pay later.
Right.
In the fine print of those little legal zoomy things, mm-hmm. It says, have this looked at by a professional attorney. Well,
there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Save a little bit now, but you're going to be paying a lot more later. It may not be you paying. You may be gone, but it'll be coming from your estate, and you don't want to leave that with your family.
I like that term, leakage. That's a good estate planning term. I like that.
Jim, one more time, give the phone number, the website as well.
It's 770-822-2723, 770-822-2723. Our website is letstalkestateplanning.com. Letstalkestateplanning.com. We've got a blog there with a lot of informational articles. We run pretty regular articles in the Gwinnett Citizen and also the County Line magazine.
And one more time, when they call that number, 770-822-2723, who are they going to talk to and have a great experience with?
Linda Surjan.
That's a guarantee on the air.
That is a guarantee. That is a guarantee. So I'm in good hands there. And
Jim,
so will you be.
Great. Wonderful stuff. Thanks so much for sharing that with us and joining us on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Jim Miskell with the Estate Planning Law Group of Georgia. Stephen, you want to introduce our next guest?
No. I would love to.
No,
I'd be happy to,
I want
especially
the challenge.
After the way you started.
I want the challenge here. Stan Schilny?
That's correct.
Is it close enough?
Yeah.
With Barrow Group.
Hey, you get Barrow Group right.
You got Barrow Group. Good
if
job.
If I give you my full name, forget it.
give us your full name just for
it's Stanislav Schilny.
I love it.
Stanislav Schilny. I like that.
Stan, tell us all about the Barrow Group. What's your company do?
Yeah, Barrow Group, we're a niche agency. We specialize in helping staffing PEOs and entertainment clients now. PEO and staffing's been in our division for 20-something years, and then entertainment, film, and television came in about 5 years ago, and I came on board about 3 years ago to help bring the department up, and that's my specialty before that. My education was from SCAD in film financing and producing, and I did locations in L.A. and New York and had an offer here in Atlanta. And it's a little bit different. You go from being on set 18 hours a day to sitting at an office and traveling to see your clients all over the nation or the world. With staffing and PEOs, we work nationwide, and then entertainment, we have clients worldwide. So we typically just, you know, clients call us and we'll help them get the proper coverage and insurance for whatever crazy ideas they come up with. Staffing and PEO clients are a little bit more simpler, you know, but entertainment clients, you get the weirdest requests at the weirdest times of the hour.
All right. You set it up, Stan. I've got to ask the question. Give us some examples of, because I'm sure people don't think about these things, but some of the examples of what insurance needs are needed in the entertainment industry.
Well, it's such a all-over-the-place industry, and it's a very last-minute industry. You'll get calls at like 5 o'clock on a Friday from California, and they're saying, oh, we're flying out to India, and we forgot that we need to insure our cast and crew and all the equipment. And you're like, oh, okay, or we're going to Cuba, and you're like, all right, well, Cuba is not exactly a friendly territory right now, but we can help you, but it's going to cost you, and most of them don't budget for it, or when they want to start doing helicopter shots or animal shots or, you know, blowing things up somewhere, and it's always a challenge for them. Nobody really thinks about us until they need us on the last minute.
Do you do some of those things that we hear about overseas with Lloyd's of London, where you insure people's legs or their arms? Oh, is that going to be your question?
You took my question.
Yeah.
Was that the history of this?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we get weird requests from time to time. I can't really release some of them, but you know, we do a lot of cool, like, helicopter shots, stunt shots. We just did a project here with one of the girls from Devious Maids, Danya Ramirez, and we did wolf shots with them, which was kind of cool to be on set with a whole bunch of live wolves, and you're sitting there and you're waiting to see that hopefully none of them attack the cast or the crew or the lead actors that are on set. And, you know, you're kind of sitting there waiting and hoping everything goes by, fingers crossed.
Now, let me ask this. When you're doing this for your for the film and the TV, Are you guys writing the insurance, or is it your job to go find a carrier to provide the insurance?
Yeah, we're the brokers. Okay. We pretty much find the right carrier who will want to take the risk on.
How big is that universe of companies? Because Mike asked Lloyd's of London. That's what everybody knows, but there are others.
Yeah, Lloyd's of London is pricey. I mean, they take on risks that nobody else wants to do, like they do NASA and all those guys. We do work with them, but not as often. There's like One Beacon and Travelers and all those guys. One Beacon's really good. We just did a project with them for a company that does those hunting shows, and they do hunting shows all over the world. So when you have South Africa or Africa on there and you want to go hunting and you bring in American citizens, not everybody wants to touch that risk. Everybody kind of looks at you and goes, are you nuts? You know, there's guns, there's wild animals, and they're in the middle of West Africa or South Africa, whatever. And you're like, yeah, pretty much, let's just find something for them, please.
So just not to get too deep into the weeds, but this intrigues me because you hear, yeah, go online and shop for your car insurance in 15 minutes or less. This is not, I go on to my film and TV and here's all my providers and I'll show you ours and the others. I mean, this is just, you got to develop a lot of relationships with the insurance companies.
It takes time. It really takes time. Most of our clients don't understand that it takes me 2 to 4 days to even get an answer sometimes, because we'll put together the submission, we'll do the overview of the client, and sometimes it's not pleasing.
Yeah, and your client wants insurance for a helicopter shot, and he thinks he's going to pay $50 for it.
Oh, no. No, it costs you money. I mean, we did a project with Samsung in New York City, and they were doing helicopter shots in New York City. And when you get into that area, you're dealing with New York City government, FAA. You're dealing with everybody. Everyone's involved, and then New York is pro-union. So all the unions are involved, and you're trying to meet everybody's requirements. And the good thing with big clients like that is they never have issues with funding. It's the smaller ones that want to do crazy things for as little as they can, and then you come back and you go, you guys might want to go back to the drawing board and rewrite this idea you guys have, because it's not doable.
Stan's title with Barrow Group is Director of Film, Television, Insurance, and Bonding. And it's funny because, Stan, we've had lots of insurance brokers on our show before, but I've never seen Steven so excited to talk to an insurance broker before.
Well, so I have to ask another dumb question, because in my realm of doing some insurance and finance stuff, it's all about, you know, the right signatures on the right page and have it dated correctly. I would imagine in yours it's even worse.
I will tell you this much. Our applications, when we send them out to the insureds to sign, it says applicant and then it says producer. Most of the time they say they sign where the producer signature is, because they think they're a producer. That's where they sign. And it's like, no, we're the producer. We're producing the insurance. You're the applicant. So can you please re-sign? And sometimes it's a conversation of, you know, 5-6 times backwards going, please just sign here.
Right.
You know, sign on the fine dotted line.
Well, for a company that is it safe to say specializes in this type of insurance, you're in a great area. The state of Georgia, obviously, is booming when it comes to the film and TV industry. Talk about the state of Georgia and all the work that's coming here.
Yeah, I mean, we're at $5.1 billion this year in the state of Georgia on film and television. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of work. I mean, the employment is just growing like crazy. All my friends in L.A. and New York that I worked with are now coming here and calling, how's Georgia? I'm like, it's great. I mean, we have Pinewood, which is one of the largest European studios now here in Atlanta. And it's their first location in the U.S., and it's Atlanta. Who expected? I mean, when I got out of college, you know, I went to California, and I did the California and the New York thing. And, you know, and then you hear Atlanta, and everyone just kind of looks at you and goes, where? And now everybody knows Atlanta, because when I go to like Cannes Film Festival or the American Film Market or NADP in Miami, everybody knows Atlanta, and everyone has done work here at some point. And some of the biggest studios are shopping for space here like crazy, because we're running out of it to build the studio space that is needed to bring all the projects in. I mean, it's a lot of TV shows and a lot of films, and it's good for the Georgia community, and I think it's going to stay around for a long time.
We've come a long way from Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes. Oh yeah,
too, right?
Yes. Do you find that it's sometimes fun? People go, well, what do? You say, I work in insurance, and they go, oh, and they go on to the, you know, something else. And then when you really start explaining what you do, they say, wow, that's interesting. They've never probably met anybody that does what you do.
I always lead in with, we're the brokers for the entertainment industry, and then people start asking, well, what is that exactly? Is that? And you start explaining, and they look at you like, oh, okay. Like, I was just in Kansas last week, and I was in a restaurant explaining to some people what we do, and they're like, they come back with all these celebrity questions and they think it's all glamour. And like, yeah, you know, it has its glamour, but it has its headaches when you do projects in Bulgaria and they call you like 3 a.m. for questions. So you wake up, you answer a phone half awake, and you try to log into your system to see if you can change things for them that they need. So it's a lot of last-minute deals.
So when it comes to the Barrow Group, you were brought in, you said, to kind of really head up this division and get it up to speed. Where's mm-hmm. it going? How does it expand? What do you see are some of the other things you can do?
We are doing a lot of projects. It's to the point where I don't market for film and television anymore. I used to, but now everyone just calls and referrals. And you know, everybody knows my background. You don't get a lot of insurance guys who have a background in film producing. And most of the time, who can sit down and break things down for them in the easiest way possible. Insurance is not the simplest things for everyone to understand, especially for film. So I think, you know, we're going full speed ahead, and we have a few competitors that are bigger than us, but it's fine, you know.
And the fact that you were in producing means when you're sitting across the table, you actually can tell the person, I sat on your side of the table, so I know what you're going through, and I know what you need, and I know how it works.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And we know all the distributors. All the distributors and a lot of these companies are friends of mine from previous days. And so it's always good to be able to refer clients to a good distributor that you worked with before. And sometimes they look at it and go, oh, that's great. You know, I've never had a broker do that for me.
Michael likes to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it. How did you get started? How did you go from producing to starting to work at doing insurance?
I followed a girl to Atlanta.
That's one of the best answers to that question I've ever had. Yeah. That's awesome.
The job state.
And he's now. And are you married now?
No.
I was going to say, because you have the best pickup line. You know, I work in the entertainment industry. Of course, Stephen, you could say that too now.
Yes, because after all, I am a radio guy with you.
But then you tell them you work till 3 a.m. and they go, so what do you do for fun? I'm like, I go to Cannes, you know, I go to France, I go to Miami, I go to California, you know, I go to weird cities, weird countries, and I enjoy it.
All right, Stan, now you're bragging. All right, Stan, appreciate your time. But again, want to emphasize, too, for a lot of our business listeners, that the Barrow Group is not just the entertainment insurance, that you do workers' comp, you do staffing insurance and things like that.
We only touch those three industries. Okay. We don't do like local businesses or car insurance or houses. We're a niche, and that's really the way we plan to stay.
Okay, so you've been on the show for entertainment purposes only today.
Yes. No, we can do staffing and PEOs. There's a lot of great guys in our office who will help you.
Great stuff. Stan Schilney.
That's correct.
With Barrow Group joining us. Again, give us any phone numbers, contact information, websites that you want to share.
Yeah, our website is simple. It's barrowgroup.com. Or if you go to Google, you just put Barrow Group LLC and we'll come up. And our phone number is 800-874-4798. And if you need to talk to me, just go to extension 101 if you can't pronounce my name.
Everybody's going to want to talk to you now. Stan, thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you for having me.
All right, great stuff from the Barrow Group here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Our last company that we're going to highlight today on the show is called Sports Image, and joining us are the owners, Art and Denise Pickus with Sports Image. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Obviously, the first question always is, tell us about your company. What does Sports Image do?
We are a sports marketing company that focuses on high school sports. Our goal and our tagline is we take the pay out of play. One thing that we like to do is help, you know, high schools and organizations that need funding for sponsorships, equipment, things like that, get connected with sponsors for those organizations. A couple of years ago, some of the sugary drink companies were doing a lot of that. And they had to stop. So a lot of the high school sports coaches and ADs and principals had an avenue to get, you know, equipment like scoreboards and things like that for their, you know, organizations. But now that they don't, now they've got to go out and try and figure out how to get sponsors to you know, fund their organization. So we actually come in and we're the middleman for that.
Yeah, because in the old day, if you needed a scoreboard, you'd call Coke or Gatorade. They'd go ahead and build it.
Yep.
Buy it for you, and they just put their logo on it.
That's it.
So, but why is that dried up? Why is it changed?
Well, Coke decided to consciously get out of that because of the sugar situation in schools and a lot of the things that are around there. So they thought, not a great idea. We need to be out of that. So they backed out. Pepsi backed out as well. But they were the key people doing it. So now these, you know, now these organizations, they need these sponsorships to fund these football teams and things like that. I mean, if you've watched Friday Night Lights, it's all over Georgia. It's absolutely crazy. And we work with a lot of booster clubs and, you know, those types of things. And it's staggering. Some of these booster clubs are raising $70,000 to $100,000 a season for a football team in high school sports. It's crazy.
Well, if Coke and Gatorade and the other companies backed out, obviously in business you want to find a need and fill a need. So right. Now there's a need.
Bingo.
So how do you guys fill it? What do you guys do? Okay, so kind of the question I asked in one of the former interviews here. I'm an AD or I'm a head coach. Walk me through the process. I meet with you guys. Help! We need a scoreboard, yep. Or you know, we need some of this. What do we do?
We evaluate what they need, and so we meet with them in terms, and it's unbelievable the need out there. I come from 4 years being on a booster board myself, but we work with the ADs, principals, even school districts. So we're not just one school. We try to get a group of schools. And what we find the real need is the revenue funding. A lot of the funding comes from the parents and from the families. And we know that's tough to do.
Stephen and I are
laughing. We're nodding vigorously and laughing.
Amen to that.
And there's a lot of people listening who are doing the same thing. Sorry to interrupt.
And you got a lot of kids knocking on doors trying to sell you candy and things like that. And, you know, if a school needs a new scoreboard or funding for, you know, travel or something like that, they send out the troops. They try and figure this out. What we do is we try and bridge that gap to find advertisers and sponsors, okay, that can come in and actually fill those needs. So it's two-sided. The big benefit for the school is that we take that off their plates. These guys are not advertising salespeople. They're coaches, they're ADs, they're principals. Then on the inverse side, the sponsors are tired of being what I call just a sign on a wall. Hey, give me $500, we'll put your name on the wall, and off we go. What we do is we do a lot more than that. We have what we call activate. Okay, the sponsor. So we try and give them a better return on their money, okay, as opposed to just, you know, throw it out there and pray that something's going to happen for me putting a sign up. So it's kind of a dual situation that's kind of benefit on both sides.
I've never heard of a company that's done this before until I met you guys.
Unique.
Is it unique?
Yeah, well, actually, it's a franchise. It's been around since 2001. We're one of 22 now in the United States. We placed over $15 million worth of gear and funding out in the U.S. so far since 2001. Headquartered in Dayton, Ohio, and this guy just found a niche, a guy named Eric Hortzman out there, and I have a technology background, so does Denise. Eric does as well, so kind of a little mutual there. And we all just saw the big need for this. It's just amazing that no one else has really jumped into this. Because the fan base in high school sports versus some of the the professional sports is crazy. Here just in Georgia, 6 million fans attend just basketball and football games, whereas the Hawks, okay, are pulling probably under – they're probably pulling 600,000 people a year. You know, the Braves are pulling the most, 1.5 million. So, I mean, it's like the fan base is so big and so, you know, critical to those guys. And when you get a good loyal fan base like that from high school, if that's your business in there, they're going to go to that business as opposed to the other business, guaranteed.
Denise, let me ask you to expand on a word that Art used, and that's activating the sponsors. When you guys go, and I liked his phrase of give us $500, put your name on a wall, you guys are trying to activate. Talk about, unpack that word a little bit for us. What does that mean for me as an advertiser?
That means that we want to engage and get the sponsor involved with the community. So through youth athletics and sports, and we do sporting events, so we're not really just limited to schools. We actually reach out. We're doing a lot of tournament events as well. Being able to activate a sponsor is reaching the community via events, halftime events. We have sponsor nights, play of the week. Sponsored by, we have let them come in, bring their collateral materials and a kiosk at the events. We really want it to be a partnership, so we help field that partnership. We are a single point of contact for a sponsor, so that dealing with multiple athletic directors, coaches within a school district, or even a school period, it gets challenging, and we coordinate and schedule those events and field that for them.
So you guys, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I can give you a good example. There's a high school in DeKalb called Miller Grove High School. So we're all of Atlanta. We're not just Gwinnett. And probably one of the most winningest coaches in Atlanta is a guy named Sharman White. He just was voted the number one coach by USA Today in the nation in basketball. He just joined the USA basketball team as a coach, and he has six consecutive state championships, okay, in Georgia. No other basketball team has done that. He's phenomenal. They had no sponsorships. Nobody was sponsoring these guys. He had Coca-Cola in there because he put a sign up. So DeKalb Medical Center, we went and you know, looked at those guys because they're right there next door to them, and we said, we got a great school for you guys to sponsor. The activation piece is DeKalb Medical said, well, we've got a doctor that's right down the street from the school who's been trying to get into the school. We said, well, we'll coordinate that. So now Dr. Kandua is at all the games. He actually does all the physicals. The parents actually got to meet him. Dr. Kandua is excited, right, because he got to meet parents he's been trying to meet. You know, the school's gotten the sponsorships. It's just such a win-win situation. Right?
Yeah, you use the term I was going to go with is win-win. And let's be honest, I'll say this because you guys probably can't. In the history of this, the schools want the sponsorships, want access to the stuff, but they're very protective of their turf. We don't want somebody coming in here and doing all kinds of weird stuff or getting us in trouble. And then the advertisers, we want to get in and build our business, but we don't want to just – all we're told to do is we put our name up on a wall. So you guys are kind of the bridge to help the relationship develop.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We actually have a standard contract that we – with the school as well as with the sponsor. So the sponsor knows exactly what they're getting. And we do multi-year contracts so that we don't have to go through this every single year. The school knows that is a contract that say we represent them as a school. So when we go to a sponsor, we're representing this. We go in as a school. So it's worked out very well. The sponsors love it because they have a clear picture of what they're getting and what their investment is and their return. So we ensure that it happens.
And we do more than just – we do crazy stuff. We're putting on a golf tournament, for example, next weekend for Miller Grove because they're trying to get to Hawaii for a Nike-sponsored tournament. So we're going to do a golf tournament and raise money for that. So, I mean, we do very unique things. We also do basketball tournaments. And we're working with, like, the Hawks have asked us to work with them to put on some high school events because they can't actually work with high schools directly. So we're doing some pretty unique things on those sides, too.
We're talking with Art and Denise Pickus with Sports Image here on Gwinnett Business Radio. A couple quick questions for you. For that business owner, business leader that's listening right now, and maybe they're on a board of a youth association. We've talked about high schools and high schools. Hey, I've got this little league baseball league. Can you help me? Can you help organizations like that?
Absolutely. We've... Parks and Recreations is kind of dear to Denise's heart, so we've helped a lot of those come around, right? They need the sponsorships just as much, but people don't tend to realize that. And it's amazing. A lot of kids grow up on those fields. So if you're trying to get to parents, they're there year after year after year on the same field, and they can see that sponsorship and really take advantage of it. So, you know, that's one of it.
We also have we also work with sporting facilities, Swanee Sports Academy, who also have just opened a Cobb location, and we work with them who do major events, volleyball, basketball. They do summer league summer camps, so that's been very much of a need as well.
Here's what I'm going to do, Steve. I want to get a box of your business cards for Sports Image. And the next time this kid comes to my door selling wrapping paper,
bingo,
I'm going to give him the card and say, have your coach call Sports Image.
Well, you're going to also take that box of business cards and go to every youth sports board and every park and say, it doesn't have to be so difficult. It doesn't have to be so hard. And I'm
well, you do the legwork.
Right.
Right.
And
that's
exactly
what I was going to add. And obviously, I'm assuming that you guys get paid through the sponsorships that are activated part of that. So
hire a
sales force, right?
Right?
That's really what you're saying. Hire
Bingo.
A sales force, take it off your table, and get it done well.
Exactly right. I mean, we do. We get paid from, you know, when we actually build in margin from the sponsor side. So the beautiful part is the sponsor gets a good deal because we're not talking a ton of money. But the other side is the school pays us nothing. Schools pay us nothing. We do it. It's all the hooks on Denise and I to go out and find those sponsors, get the billboard put up. When we put up a board, a scoreboard or a scores table, it's given to the school for free. They have to come nothing out of their pocket. And we actually like doing more. It's a lot more fun to do revenue, so I can give a big check, you know, to the school. That's a lot more fun.
I'm trying to figure out why a school or organization would not want to call
Mike,
you.
I'm sure there's a whole nother show there that we could do about that.
The funniest part is when we talk to schools, they have this look like, what's the catch? What's the catch?
I say, why would they say no?
The catch is you're building your business.
Right.
That's the catch.
Right.
Capitalism works, and it can do wonderful things for education.
Trust me, that's all.
Sorry. You know. I'm stepping off my soapbox.
All right, well, Art, Denise, for those business owners and people out there that are going, my goodness, it's at least worth a phone call. Give us any contact information, websites that you want to pass along.
Phone number 770-917-6800, and the website is sportsimageinc.com.
Great.
770-917-6800.
And for the schools out there, the phone call costs $10.
Lighten up there. Hold on.
It's a 900 number? No. Art and Denise Pickus with Sports Image. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Steven, are you worn out or should we keep going?
Yeah, let's talk to you, Mike.
No.
Let's interview you. No, okay.
No, great stuff today. Wonderful guest today. Want to thank all of our guests. April Rooks with Cornerstone Personal Development. Jim Miskell with Estate Planning Law Group of Georgia. Stan Schkilny. I still can't say
Stan Schkilny.
Thank you. With the Barrow Group.
Oh, good job. You got the Barrow Group right.
Yes. And Art and Denise Pikus.
No.
Pickus.
I know. I did
Pickus
that on purpose.
I'm sorry. We can't tell anymore, Mike.
Yeah, I know. thanks to everybody. Great show today. Great stuff. Learned a lot as well. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook at Gwinnett Radio X. For the iconic Stephen Julian.
No, Mike, because of the guest today. This show was iconic.
It was. Very good show.
All because of you two.
Yes, thanks, Stephen. For Stephen, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.